Hey Tribe, my name is MJ Sharifi. I am a coach with PMP. I found Corinne in 2017 and I joined the Tribe in 2018 and I have lost 85 pounds that I will never see again. When I found Corinne, I had kind of decided I was never going to lose weight again, but I had some health issues. And I decided I had to take control of my life, and that's exactly what I did. So the other thing that I was doing before I joined was when I was just kind of following her and listening to all the free stuff, I was drinking 4 to 6 glasses of wine every single day, and I had been doing that for a very long time. So before the Tribe opened, I decided that I had to figure out if I could get control of that first. And so I used the same tools that I was learning with the free stuff that Corinne was offering. And my first rule was 1 bottle of wine a day. That was it. I could not open up that second bottle. And then when I got a little bit comfortable with that, I changed it to 1 bottle every 2 days. So 1 bottle had to last me 2 days. And I have really worked hard on my relationship with wine. I still have wine every week, several days a week. But it is a much different relationship now. When I was losing my weight, I really did just kind of do the 4 basics. I was doing the thought work kind of a little bit. But what really tipped the scale for me was when I decided to do Don't Stop Believing, the race that Corinne does in Nashville every year. I decided that was something that I really wanted to do. And so I started training. So I did all of that, and I realized whenever I was running that I was having some pretty icky thoughts about myself. This was the dumbest thing you ever signed up for. This is never going to work. Who are you thinking you're going to be able to run? This is ridiculous. You're overweight. It's never going to work. This sucks. It's the worst thing I've ever done. And I would notice that on my run intervals, they would be harder. I was having a harder time. My legs would feel heavy. My breathing wouldn't feel good. And so then I just decided I can't talk to myself that way. It's not working. So I just started saying, how bad do you want this? This is what you train for. This is what you want. These are how you get the miles done. You're 2 miles away from home. You got to get back. And then I realized that immediately I started to feel better. My breathing got better. My legs didn't feel as heavy. I was singing along to the music. And I realized right then that it's all what we say to ourselves. And that is when the inner cheerleader in my brain was born. So she lives in here and she cheers me on. So that is what I want to give y'all. That's what I want to help every one of you find. It's your cheerleader that lives in your head. She's there and she is ready to come out and I'm ready to help you find her. So you'll find me. I'm actually coaching the DSB race this year, and I'm super excited about that. You're going to start seeing me on coaching calls, ask coaches. I'm in the Facebook and office hours. I will be starting soon with office hours. I can't wait to see you and help you find your inner cheerleader.